even sounded good.
Thank you.
You know, a little more practice and we could do singing commercials for television.
Gee, Ethel, you certainly play the piano wonderfully.
Oh, thanks, Lucy. Hey, how about Sweet Sue?
Yeah, that has a nice harmony, right?
Da-da-da-da-da-da. Wait a minute, Ethel. It's 2 o'clock in the morning.
Well, what about it, honey?
Yeah, 2 o'clock's a perfect time for Sweet Sue.
Yeah, I mean, it's a little late. Won't the other tenants complain?
About what, honey?
About all the noise.
Noise?
We're not making noise. We're making music.
Yeah, let them phone the landlord. I'm not home.
I always forget that you're the landlord.
Come on.
Besides, what's wrong with good friends harmonizing a little? That's what the world needs more of.
You're right.
Oh, it's so wonderful to have landlords like you two.
What a break for us to have tenants like you two.
Well, okay, Sweet Sue.
Yeah, let's go.
Look at this place, Lucy. You've taken such good care of it, we could rent it tomorrow and not have to change a thing.
Okay, Sweet Sue.
Yeah.
You know why, Ethel? It was in such wonderful condition when we moved in.
Well, all right, guess. Now, Sweet Sue. Ta-da-da-da-da-da.
You're the nicest tenant I ever had. And you're certainly the nicest landlady I've ever had.
Man, this is the most sickening conversation I've ever heard.
You're so right.
Oh, you two have no sentiment. I move that we dedicate the next number to our wonderful friendship.
All right, friendship.
Here we go.
Now then,
ready, go.
Sweet Sue.
Da 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 da. Every star above. Well,
honey, I think that you and I and Fred and Ethel are fated to go through life together.
Yep.
Hey, look. Ethel left her rings here.
Oh, yeah.
You know, honey, she's absolutely right. People ought to do more singing in this world.
That's right, honey.
Yes, sir. They sure should sing, everybody. Sweet Sue. Every star above knows the one I love. Come on, let's go. In this heart of mine.
You That sounded like it came from the merch department.
Oh, no, honey, it couldn't be.
No, I guess not.
You live on the...
Sweet Sue, you... Hello?
Hello, Lucy.
Hi, Ethel. What's on your mind?
Up there anyway.
Oh, we're singing Sweet Sue. Want to come up for another chorus?
Do you know what time it is? How do you expect anybody to get to sleep?
Why, Ethel, what's the matter? You thought it was fine when you were up here.
Well, I'm down here now, and I think it's lousy.
Well, really, Ethel, how can you change in such a short time?
Good night, Lucy.
Good night. Oh.
What's the matter with Ethel?
She must have walked downstairs too fast and gotten the bends.
What?
Well, she's a little grumpy because we're making noise.
Well, I thought she was
coming. Well, so did I. She'll be over it in the morning. Come on, honey, let's go to bed.
Da 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 da.
95, 96, 97, 98, 99, 100. Now, Ricky.
All right, we'll compromise.
That's a compromise?
Now, what do you want me to do?
A little fresh air isn't going to hurt you, you hothouse plant. Hello?
Will you cut out that racket up there?
Fred?
Yes, Fred? How do you expect people to get any sleep?
Well, I was only closing the windows.
What with, a sledgehammer?
Now, listen, Fred.
Listen, my foot. Now, let's have it quiet up there.
How do you like that?
Let's have it quiet up there, he says.
Some lousy landlords they are.
Yeah. Nurse to the merch.
Yeah. Well, good night, baby.
Good night, honey.
Shower is dripping.
Yep, sure is.
Somebody should get up and fix it.
Yep, somebody should.
Well?
Well?
This isn't getting us any place. We'll both get up and fix it.
What?
That's the only fair way. When I count to three, we'll both jump out of bed.
All right.
You ready?
Ready.
Okay. One, two, three. Apparently, we can't trust either of us.
Apparently.
Well, as far as I'm concerned, that shower can drip all night. I just don't care. I won't pay any attention to it.
All right, neither will I.
All right.
All right.
What's going on? on up there now.
Ricky's trying to fix some of your antique plumbing. That's what's going on.
Oh, no. Let me talk to him.
All right. Fred wants to talk to you.
Yes, the nanny.
Yes, the nanny.
Lunkhead, stop pounding on those pipes.
Listen, you old poop, why don't you put some decent plumbing in this fire trap?
We will as soon as we get some decent tenants.
Yeah, well, maybe you like us to move.
That'll suit me fine.
All right, that settles it. We're moving.
Goodbye and good riddance.
Goodbye. We're moving.
Good.
They're moving.
Good. I wouldn't stay in this crummy apartment with those horrible merces if you paid me.
Hello.
Hello. I'd like to speak to Mrs. Mertz. Hello. Whoever told you you could play the piano? Bother you, Mrs. Ricardo, but I believe I left my diamond rings on your piano last night.
Yes, you did, Mrs. Mertz. I'd be very happy to get them for you.
Oh, don't bother. I'll get them, if they're still there.
I don't know why you should worry. You can always buy another box of Cracker Jack.
I'll have you know these are real diamonds.
Mrs. Ricardo, would you be so kind as to inform me just when we are to be deprived of your charming company?
Very shortly.
Good.
Thank you. My, it'll certainly be nice getting away from such disagreeable people.
It certainly will. Would you like to give me the check for the next 5 months' rent now?
Of course, I'd be delighted.
What do you mean, the next 5 months' rent?
Well, if you're leaving, you have to pay off your lease.
Our lease?
Yes, don't you remember? You begged me on bended knee to give you a lease, just so that no one else could have this fantastically inexpensive, lovely apartment.
Oh, you mean that one-sided, unfair, binding contract that we were forced to sign before you would grant us the privilege of moving into this broken-down hovel?
Broken-down is right. Look at this place. It'll take the next 5 months' rent to redecorate.
Redecorate?
Yes. After we fumigate. You can leave the check in my mailbox.
Honey, I don't seem to be able to...
Oh, shut up!
What's the matter with you?
Oh, I'm sorry. Ethel was just up here and she made me so darn mad.
What now?
She says they're going to hold us to our lease. We have to give them 5 months' rent before we can leave. I guess we're stuck here.
Well, now, that all depends.
On what?
On whether we can break the lease or not.
Do you think we can?
Could be.
What's on your mind?
We are going to become the two most unpleasant, disagreeable, nasty people in the whole world.
But how?
We'll force ourselves.
Oh, boy. Let's see now. What can we think of that'll make them kick us out? Think nastier. We'll get it.
Hi,
A riveter's hammer. Watch.
Moved on. I have quite a schedule.
Yeah?
Oh, it's time to make another call there, folks.
Well, let me look a little
bit. Hey.
What happened?
Get this.
Yeah?
Hello, this is the Ajax Salvage Company. We buy old glass. I understand you have some rings that you're interested in selling.
Glad I'm on your side.
We'll break that lease yet. Now, remember, when you come home tonight, make a lot of noise.
Oh, that reminds me. I won't be home till late tonight, honey.
Why?
Well, we have to rehearse for a couple of hours after the club closes.
Ricky, why don't you have the rehearsal here?
Honey, are you crazy? I got a 16-piece band. I'll blow the roof off the joint.
Well, doesn't look like rain. I don't know, but the more, the noisier.
Yeah. All right, we'll dedicate the next number to Fred and Ethel Mertz.
Hey!
All right.
Fred and Ethel Mertz?
Yes, our lovely landlord.
They won't hear this. They're still down in the street.
Down in the street?
Yes, they have a big sign that says, jam session tonight. Ricky Ricardo in person. And they're selling tickets.
Oh, no!
How do you like that?
I'm going down there. Give them a piece of my mind.
Yeah.
Oh, they're back in their apartment. It was too cold outside.
Oh.
They sold us the last ticket.
Oh, they're back in their apartment, are they? Well, we'll dedicate the next number to Fred and Ethel Mertz, an old Cuban folk dance called El Breco de Liso.
El Breco de Liso?
Yes.
How does this old Cuban folk dance go?
Da-dum, 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 da-da-da-da-da.
Oh, la la!
Here's your lease.
that all, honey?
I think so. It'll certainly be good to get out of this joint, won't it?
Yeah, do you tell Ethel we'll be moving today?
Well, I haven't seen her since she brought up the lease. I mailed her a note telling her to come up and get the keys today.
What shall I do about this?
What is it?
There's a picture of us and Fred and Ethel taken in Atlantic City last summer.
Oh.
We sure had a lot of fun there, didn't we?
Yeah.
What shall I do, throw it away?
Oh, no, no, I better pack it.
Huh? Yeah?
Well, we can always cut them out with the scissors.
What are all these things here?
Oh, there's some things I borrowed from Ethel. She has a lot of my things, too, if she hasn't sold them.
You know, I got a lot of tools that belong to Fred. Some of them we bought together. What shall I do about those?
I don't know. Gee, it's amazing we could have been such good friends with a couple of stinkers.
Yeah. We sure had a lot of fun in the last 9 years. Until they show their true colors.
Yeah. Well, that just shows you how sneaky they are.
Yeah. Hey, honey, you want some paper for that? Come in,
please. Oh, these are yours.
Oh, thanks. These are yours, I guess.
Thanks.
It's all right.
Here's some things of yours that somehow got into my apartment. Thanks. There are some of your things that I managed to get hold of. It's all there. You can count it if you like. Oh, well, that won't be necessary, Mrs. Mertz. I trust you. You do?
Look, Fred, it doesn't matter to me, you know, but for some crazy reason or other, I think Lucy wants to stay. Don't you, Lucy?
Well, it doesn't matter to me either, but it's up to Ethel. What do you say, honey?
You heard what the girl said. I guess we're staying, eh?
Yeah.
Only this time I want a long lease so that we don't ever get kicked out.
Well.
Fred.
Well, what do you know? I just happen to have a new lease already made out.
Desilu Production.